那雅思口语新周刊每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。今天和大家分享讨论一下八对当中的高频话题，叫做第一次讲外语的经历。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe a time when you first talk in a foreign language， 你第一次讲外语的经历。开门见山三个思路，首先交代背景。这件事是我上大学的时候，刚刚大学大一开学第一周的一个经历。可能有一个老外问路，他应该是我们学校的一个外教，好像也是新来的，把基本信息带入。第二，强调这沟通的细节。其实当时他是想问我们学校图书馆在哪儿，因为我们的学校特别大，所以说图书馆特别难找，而且建筑都很相似。我详详细细跟他讲了很多，而且我当时很紧张，第一次讲外语，而且呢是有点不冷静，所以说呢跟他说了很多细节。那把这样的一个细节带入。第三，结尾强调这件事对我的影响。这件事其实到现在已经很多年了，但我一直能够把它每一个细节步骤都能回想起来，因为它触动了我，让我知道学外语很重要，让我觉得呢，哎，讲外语很酷，也就是为什么我这么爱学英文的原因。这样来看三者贯穿回答符合逻辑。首先交代背景，刚上大学的时候遇到了外教问路。其次呢，强调这个细节我们沟通，包括紧张情绪描述。第三，结尾做引导，强调这件事对我这么多年的影响，这是为什么爱学英文或者爱学外语的一个动机和原因。这样来看三者贯穿回答符合逻辑。话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, you mentioned about like the topic a couple of years ago when I was freshman in college. I had such an opportunity to talk in English. I remember that was a Sunday afternoon on the first week of a new semester. At the time, I just finished my study. I was like walking on the road to my dormitory on my own. A foreign teacher came to me and said hi, asked something one or two about the way to college library.You know, my campus is much larger than you expected, seriously, since I did the same kind of things the day before. More importantly, that was my first time to do so, just, you know, talking English in person. Quite nervous, I tried to calm down, then showed him something more about the right way. Fortunately, I understood all what he said, certainly gave him a favor as well. I was like quite excited to have the short conversation, seriously, since I could talk in another language, I mean English.I thought from the time on, maybe I made efforts and tried my best to study English well. So the special experience has been with me for years. Till now, it's been a long time. I could tell you anything in details about this conversation. Quite impressive. So that's it.
那在结尾的时候呢，杰森做了个人原因的引导，强调出来呢，这件事对我的影响很深。这么多年，我为什么努力学外语的原因，就是因为他。也就是说呢，我觉得学外语很酷，我爱上了学英文，就是这样一个小小的一个事件，对我很大的触动。考官接来就问了，那学外语有用吗？你觉得学外语现在对工作、生活、学习影响大吗？形成更多话题的比对和引导。好，说几个小的细节。第一个强调呢，大一新生 freshman。第二个，新学期第一周。On first week of a new semester. 第三，超出你的预期。Than you expected. 最后，细节。In detail. 这样来看，把一些小细节带进来，让文章更加有说服力。好，那今天这期节目呢，就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以通过微信的方式找 Jason。微信号码，小写英文字母 B, 加上17693917。小写英文字母 B, 加上17693917。希望今天这期节目可以带给你们帮助。谢谢。